Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Picture, if you can, shining high in the sky, a citadel gleaming and pure, dancing above the graves of those shivering masses who lead lives of quiet insignificance on the teeming, overpopulated, sweaty world of 2075. You would be picturing, of course, Freeside, marvelous city of splendors, constructed by the very richest, the wealthiest, and the best born as a shining beacon of light against the squalidness and wretchedness of the world we now find ourselves in. The dragon friends have found themselves in this nirvana, uninvited, unasked for, and yet ready to make their own fun. Inside the gleaming white compounds of Vos Saito, we find the water boys, Baston and Bobby, now invited into the employee lounge where sad cake is aplenty and questions more so.
How do you learn the songs?
Graciously asked by your hosts. Meanwhile, Friezo, Filge, and assorted Zhivago 12ians, you have taken control of the public areas of the control room of Freeside and have a moment to act, as pounding on the door, the receptionist can do little to stop you.
Cool. Is there a command on the computer to release gas into that room?
Absolutely not. Why would there be?
Because it's a security thing. You know how it's security...
There's a button that will call the cops.
Oh, no, don't press that. I've been down this road before, Dave. I'm going to... Frieza's going to, like, jump over the counter
yep.
to the librarian's computer terminal they were looking at and just kind of search around. Maybe they've left a wallet or a purse or something.
Great, quickly. Make for me just a...
Because they might have higher security clearance.
Make a perception check. This will just be 10 you need to beat. 14, all right.
Nice.
So you spot quickly, and even though you're not familiar with the technology, you realize that there is a lanyard with a card that is plugged into the computer, which you pull out.
What is the name on the lanyard?
It says Margrave Rinselbottom.
Very fast on your feet there, Dave.
Margrave Rinselbottom.
Very fast on your feet for that nonsense stream.
Which is the dwarf's name who was serving you. Also, you find his handbag.
What's in the handbag?
Some tissues.
Used or unused? Very important.
Unused.
Is there DNA? Oh, no, there's no DNA.
One
right.
Lozenge. a yo-yo that looks very well worn, actually. A surprisingly used yo-yo.
Is this like a Trillium drop yo-yo where the string comes off?
It's a stunt yo-yo, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You would obviously, like, you would be very good at yo-yos to own a yo-yo like this, and it is well used. So that's just a bit of his rich backstory.
If you're going to keep me in here, at least give me my yo-yo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And there
you're ruining it. You're ruining the string.
And also there is in that there is a cred stick.
A
cred stick.
Oh, cred stick. Oh, sweet. Nice. Okay. Cool. All right. So wait. I'm gonna grab Defilge and Night Vale. Need to stay logged on.
I know you can you want to stay in control, but everything's how you like it at the moment. If you get log off, the door will stay locked.
But I can't communicate with Filge now.
No, yeah, we're in the same room, aren't we?
You can't communicate with Filge because she's still new to this hacking world. Yeah. But you could communicate to Night Vale.
Okay. No, I think I'm going to grab him, and I'm going to say, let's go into the lift.
You grabbing who?
Filge, Night Vale, and Mama.
Male chimp. Mother. Mummy.
My beautiful son.
Give up the act. Like, you've already... All right, fine. You, all four of you...
I came out of your pussy.
Oh, my good gracious.
Yeah, I'm calling it.
Frieza and MailChimp are gonna fuck.
This is just like the Game of Thrones show.
The four of
you... Our focus group said we should be more like Game of Thrones.
The four of you bundle into the elevator. You cram rinsel bottoms lanyard into the slot. And all of these sub-levels, every level, in fact, of the control room except the central node, lights green. So you can go anywhere in this facility except to the bottom floor.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, I go to the closest... I go to the second bottom floor.
You're going to go to the security?
Is that security?
This is the security level.
Are they all labelled?
Yes.
And the bottom floor is where we want to go, right?
There's four levels.
Surprising amount of housekeeping.
Yeah, I was going to say. So it goes reception, archives, housekeeping, security, and then central node.
All right, let's go to security, I think. Me feels a fight's coming on.
Okay. All right, so you guys head down to security,
yep.
And the elevator starts surging down, ding, 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 and then it opens. And inside is a hive of activity, people that are rushing around monitors. You hear people talking about the security systems on the fritz, doors opening and closing. We don't know what's going on.
We're here. Hello. We're the door repairmen. What? What, Dave?
Yeah, yes, they're the door repairmen.
All of the people that had so far not noticed you turn around and now stare at the half-orc dressed like a sexy Italian.
B.
The high elf dressed like Uncle Pennybags. The sexy vamp and just proud housewife that make up this fearsome cell of the Zhivago 12.
I mean, I look, to be fair, like... not just a housewife. I think that's very demeaning to her.
Okay, I'm sorry. How does serious savage
serial savage love
my dad wrote a porno Night Vale look?
Well, she looks like a housewife, but just to call her just a housewife, that's what's offensive.
Oh yeah, no,
and
it's
exactly this kind of judgment that turned her into hacking.
So
there's some security guards who, as Dave said previously, didn't notice you at all. Turn around, they're like, you're here to fix the what?
We're the door repairmen. We from doors, doors, doors.
Is hey, that what, a question mark?
There's a question mark at
so
the
you're
end.
From, sorry, doors.
Doors.
Is that a doors, comma?
Doors, doors. Doors, doors is one word.
Doors, doors.
comma, doors, question mark.
Let me just check the ledger.
It's two families merge. The Doors family, D-A-W-E-S, and the D-O-R-E-S, and they have a door.
Company.
What's so hard to
understand? I've got nothing about you here in the ledger.
Make a persuasion check. DC 15. Filled, you're driving.
Doors, doors, doors.
You got a plus one. You rolled a three.
Yeah, no, there's nothing about this here in the ledger. Sorry, what you...
Sorry, no, it was an emergency call.
Sorry, as he says that there's nothing here in the ledger, two of the security guards next to him put their hands on heavy stun guns. These are corporate security. They are heavily armed.
MailChimp, sensing the Dana... The Dana? the danger turns around, brandishing her décolletage, and says...
What is brandishing décolletage?
You kind of squeeze it and push it up. I'd imagine. Look, hey, she's using her femininely wiles, and she's
truly
like,
truly. Oh fuck me.
She's
truly.
Simon used all these brains up on the water song.
We've talked about this. We've talked about odd episodes of the podcast, but this was the episode where everybody at the table arrived with a bottle of wine for the second half.
And MailChimp says, now, boys. Don't get in a tiz. I'm just here dropping off my son for work experience.
I'm a young boy.
Cereal goes up and says,
hey.
I hate to do this, but do you know who my husband is?
Why would I know who your husband is? That'd be weird. Who's your... Wait a moment. Who's your husband? It's not somebody important, is it?
I'm afraid, young man, that my husband is dreadfully important indeed. Well, and I fix him with the iciest of stares.
Well, I mean...
Now, what's disappointing about this is that I am here to render you a service. We're here to fix the doors. Your security system has gone awry. And Freeside is under attack. And we're here to rectify the situation. And we're here to help. And I'm just a little bit heartbroken inside to see our good efforts. Confronted with this attitude.
Well, there's no reason to bring your husband into this or any sort of other staring. I mean, you could look anywhere else if you want. Anywhere else in the building you could look. You could look up to the sky or to a...
My boy?
Yeah.
It's polite to make eye contact.
I know, but this is really...
You want to be polite, don't you?
No, I get it. It's just...
Make an intimidation check.
Surely with a...
No, that one's too big.
Yeah, you have advantage because you've channeled something that's actually a 19. Okay.
So what do you need to fix the doors? What sort of thing do you need to fix the doors?
We'll need a terminal so that we can access the security protocol. And if we can't do that, we might have to go down to the basement.
Cedric, get this important lady, a terminal. And Cedric...
And some La Croix.
And some... Get us some... I don't know, just get a licorice. and... With that, Cedric ushers you to a CorpSec lower level security terminal. This is cater level security clearance, so you've got access to the whole compound and a small plate of triple salted Dutch licorice.
Ooh, too salty.
It is, isn't it?
It's, why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know why it's like, so salty.
Oh, and they're like, oh, this is great. I'm like, no, I'm not okay.
Well, we've just ruled out any tours to the Netherlands now.
I'll have my best woman look into this. And I usher Filch to sit in front of the terminal.
And I hack into the... and I do a little hack.
Unslinging your Cyberline 500 cyberdeck, you attach the electrodes to your forehead just as Bobson showed you how... and you interface with the machine, the world shimmers, and you can see the powerful archipelagos of data.
No!
That... Yeah. No, that is not how that word is said.
Archipelago.
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 The word is I mean...
I was on a roll!
I know.
We were going to get emails about that one.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is...
We can forgive so much.
This is my illegitimate son, Archipelago.
His father was a scuba instructor in Cancun.
I don't know where you all hear these words. I only see them.
Just in life.
It's because
when do you hear Archipelago?
Like Attenborough, for instance.
Yeah.
It's not in a green room.
Did you know Stockholm, the city, is actually an archipelago?
As the zeros and ones cluster about and form, fills your cybernetic consciousness once again rears, and you find yourself inside the matrix. The corridors of power of the central core are now open to you.
I'm walking through the corridors of power.
Can I hack in and
working style?
Can I hack in and just sort of provide backup?
Yep. So you're providing advantage.
Who
absolutely.
Has the haywire cube?
Me.
Filch does.
The one who is hacking.
Yeah.
But I feel like I should take it so she can open the thing and then we can sneak down a mother.
Right. Okay, so you get that off him and I'll be like,
"Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering if you could take my son downstairs. He's a very curious boy."
I'm very ill. I'm a very ill young boy. And this is my wish.
Is it because you've got Benjamin Button's disease?
I'm a very ill young boy, and my wish is to see the node. Would you deny the wish of a very ill young boy?
I mean, are you with the Make-A-Wish people? We sort of have a program where
they turned me down. They said I was too young and too ill.
Wait, The Make-A-Wish people said that you were too young and too ill.
They said that I wrote them a letter. I said, I am but a young and ill boy.
I jack out for a second and
what have you got? What's wrong with you?
My blood is come.
MailChimp goes over. I hate this show. I hate it so much. What the fuck is wrong with all of you?
Why is cum our panic button?
You're not funny.
We need you more can't panic
just
buttons.
You can't just keep saying noun is cum. Noun is cum. Verb is coming. It doesn't. Fuck's sake.
Gerund is coming, but still, it's the point stands.
Okay, we can salvage this. So MailChimp goes over and nestles her son's head into her bosoms and goes, "The poor, poor boy. They were so cruel to him. They said, that's not possible. That's not a thing that happens to people. It's not a disease to have your blood be cum. But it's the truth.
Cut me! Cut me and see what happens!
I don't want to cut you, sir! I don't want to cut you!
Oh my god, make a deception check.
You have advantage because you're being assisted by MailChimp.
MailChimp's.
Oh, it's a 15, you 15. Make it.
Woo, plus deception, that's 22, baby!
So, as for the dying wish of a boy whose blood has turned into semen. Well,
I'm sorry, those two people. I mean, the rest of you, fuck you.
That guy's giving two thumbs to cum.
Well, Phil continues.
That's the worst campaign slogan ever.
Prezo and MailChimp, you make your way down into the central node, Haywire Cube, burning a hole in your pocket, and soon...
Are we escorted by the...
Cedric, the...
Oh, sorry to hear about your,
You can say it.
Condition.
All right. He takes you, and in front of you, you can see a giant device that is beaming a concentrated... beam of what seems to be like white hot energy.
Oh, Jay.
Good one, Dave. Nailed it.
Just out of curiosity, was that written down or did that we just infect your brain?
And as you behold it for the first time in all of its throbbing majesty, Phil, suddenly an all points bulletin flashes and you suddenly realize messages that are flashing towards you that you instantly ascertain such is your power in the Matrix that a high level of high security is being generated, fucking lost my mind, in Vos Sidhu compound. That the new head of security, who is a man whose name is simply Mr. Terminal, has taken control of the entire security compound at Vos Sidhu and is proactively ordering an entire purge of the Matrix of Freeside because he believes something is up that will be commencing shortly. This is a all points bulletin notice to all Matrix users in Freeside.
Can I issue an all points bulletin?
Yeah, sure.
I issue one that says, "Attention, all security guards, free ice cream day for all employees and their families. On the outside in the courtyard, limited numbers, get in quick. It's the good gelato."
Make an intelligence check. This is opposed by Mr. Terminal, which is, of course, his fixer name.
And you've got advantage, yeah.
I've got advantage, right?
Yep. You got a beat. He got 16. You got a 1 and a 3.
Oh, I'm rolling very, very bad.
Together, that's 13.
Yeah, that doesn't... No, that's what he rolled. And you realize that now there are precious minutes to act before you are all found out. In fact, you could already hear, chattering on the secure line, Dumbleboy almost beside himself with panic.
Oh my god. What are you? That was not a good plan. Ice cream? Why didn't you just say?
Because the security guards aren't very rich, so they would probably love the opportunity to act rich for a day and get to eat ice cream.
Why didn't you just write crisis averted? Like, drill over. That was a test.
Why didn't you?
Good point.
All right. Meanwhile, downstairs, in front of the giant pillar of light, it is Friezo.
So Friezo is going to... Oh, Mama, the second part of my dying wish, because I am a sick young boy.
You are a dirty young boy.
The second part of my wish was to watch my mother find true love before I die. And then I look at Cedric.
Cedric, yep.
Hoping that
Elven security guard.
Hoping that mother will distract him, while I can place the cube inside the
node. Boy's wish is a boy's wish.
No.
Ben and Eden are about to do it.
Sorry, one thing that a lot of people don't know about Cedric is that he is incredibly horny.
Oh, was that him honking
Make
before?
Make a deception check. You have advantage once more because it's 2v1.
And because Cedric is incredibly
That's
horny.
That's not what I said, but... And you're going to need to beat 17.
Plus 7.
You got a 9. Plus 7 is
16.
16.
Rules are rules, I'm afraid.
And he suddenly realized, and he's like, hey, hang on. He suddenly looks confused far away and then pulls out what even from a far and distant magical world you recognize as some kind of alarm, like panic button.
MailChimp shoots him with her laser eye.
Hang on, sorry, what?
She's got a laser eye. One of her eyes is a laser.
Okay, you know what? We didn't actually talk about special powers, so on a 4+, she has a laser
eye. Why wouldn't she have a laser eye?
She has a laser
yeah!
eye.
Yeah! All right. Just like he looks her in the eyes, she looks him in the eyes and just burns him in the brain.
Okay, wow, some Kano shit.
Right in the brain.
Right in the brain.
Three. How can you miss with your eyes?
It's a sneak attack. You have advantage.
Okay.
Friezo sneezes at the last minute.
14. All right. You make your way. You hit her with your laser eye.
Bazap.
And congratulations. You do D12 plus 4 damage.
D12 to your face.
While you're doing that.
No, that's a D20. You should know this.
Friezo, suddenly you see a little blinking...
I'm going to jam that cube right into that column of power.
All right, you're going to do that, but quickly while you're doing that...
Hey!
10 damage, plus 7.
Plus 4. Plus 4, so 14 damage. That's a lot of damage. Cedric flies backwards in pain.
Yeah.
And Filge, you see suddenly a little alarm that blinks up in the matrix that says, crisis in the central core. Do you want to try and, like, suppress it, or...?
I'm going to try and suppress it. With, I don't know how to hack. Okay. Phil's just gonna, because the Mr. Terminal is gonna come looking for her in the Matrix, right?
He's looking for all of you. Yeah.
Does the Matrix? Is there a Matrix inside the Matrix?
You're getting the movie Matrix confused with the movie Inception.
Is there a spinning top? I spin a top. I want to make myself really tiny.
You're just saying words, Alex.
That makes sense, though. So he can't
I'm
going
to go
her.
In the matrix of the matrix.
So you need to find a computer in the matrix to go into the double matrix.
This is like the film, the 13th floor.
I'm right. going in the double matrix.
So you dive into a terminal inside the matrix.
Yeah.
All right. Leaving the alarm and leaving all of you suckers to your own problems, Filge does a deep dive in the matrix, deeper than anyone has gone yet. Make an intelligence check for me. You need to beat 15.
12 plus 6 gets it.
Yeah, 12 plus 6 minus 1 gets it. You.
Why does she have plus 6?
Because she's got the Cyberline deck.
Super
hacker, yes.
Filge goes comatose suddenly, cold to the touch, and she falls back and her electrodes actually disconnect, but the customary white static of the eyes that should coalesce back into pupils doesn't form, and you realize that somehow her spirit is still inside the matrix, I guess, and Filge's body collapses back against the seat, MailChimp.
Oh, wait. No, but MailChimp's down there.
Sorry.
So I've unplugged now. Am I in the Matrix? Do I see her going into the Matrix within the Matrix from the Matrix?
No, she seems to just disappear into pixels and light.
What? Her body does?
Yeah.
Inside the Matrix. Oh, in the Matrix.
And her body is now there.
So potentially you can try and follow her.
Okay. Yeah, I'll dive into that like pixelated whirlpool that's kind of.
Okay, if you want to try quickly, you need to make an intelligence.
It's a double deep dive.
You're right.
Oh, in the tower.
My castle. You rolled a 7, which unfortunately is not enough. So, Filge, you are now trapped alone, and you disconnect. You get forcibly disconnected, and you're next to her body. But at that moment, the Haywire Cube goes in, and we will jump quickly to the Vossider compound, where suddenly a piercing siren sounds, and all of the alarms start squealing for a second, and then everything clicks back to green, and none of the employees know what to do.
Don't worry, I know how to fix this, and I run through the door.
Oh, you can't go back. Oh, he's gone.
You following?
Wait, I'm not leaving Johnny. Can I take Johnny with me?
Okay, so Bobby dives into an elevator as quickly as he can and then is forced to hold the open button while Baston slowly drags what seems like a very heavy...
The solution is water.
And you're inside the elevator and all of the floors are green.
Was the elevator where we wanted to go?
Yeah, we need to go to the dock. So we're following the...
We're trying to get towards the dock.
We've got a map on our phone.
Oh, so not the elevators. Okay, so you guys go into the inner compound?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, so you make your way through. The same doors. Everything here is green, at least for the next 94 seconds.
We're just barreling along.
Yeah, just going.
Do we have to do like a speed check or something?
These guys, there's no security here. They don't need security because the alarms are perfect. So they find yourselves in the inner compound of Vossido. There is the residence where Lord Saito himself lives. And the Elox is just beyond that. There are also the gardens, and there is the vault. And there are also corporate headquarters, of course, if you went further up the skyscraper.
We got to get Johnny through the airlock, so Baston's going to do an action surge and, like, just push this trolley as fast as he can. And he says to Bobby, like, get on!
I straddle it like general in Doctor Strangelove.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And the only thing that could possibly get in our way is if Baston doesn't know left from right. Well, because Bobby's got the thing, and he's like, navigate.
Yeah, so you're navigating?
Yep.
All right, quickly make for me we'll call it a wilderness check, I suppose. survival. All right, so yeah, Baston, make for me a...
Athletics or something?
It's
pushing a thing.
It's wisdom, yeah. No, Bobby, make it for me. And you're going to need to be 13. That'll make it. And now to understand it, you just need to be intelligence 12. That will make it.
All right. Nice.
All right. You guys are racing down. You bypass the residence with ease, but you soon, as you make your way through, you see corridors, and up ahead of you is the airlock, only about 200 feet ahead of you. And at that point, 94 seconds later, alarms start screaming everywhere with security guards racing around. So you're still in a corridor, and they haven't spotted you yet. But if you make a run for the airlock, you'll probably give yourselves away.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's just go super casual, like watermen.
Yeah.
Water, get wet inside your body by drinking water.
Great, all right, amazing. So, meanwhile, inside, Filch, let's go to you for a second. You have found yourself in the Matrix, inside the Matrix, a secret internet that I certainly didn't know existed.
Well, you didn't look hard enough, Dave. Not a good hacker like I am.
So when Julian Fairbanks designed designed Freeside, he created for himself, I suppose, a second secret network.
Which an intranet.
which he did not tell the corpse about, which would allow him to scurry through with unfettered access into the minds and hearts of the deviants that run this gilded age, controlled only by an intrusion countermeasure AI construct modeled after himself. And as you walk through what seems to be actually an ancient library, suddenly pixelating ahead of you is an old man in a rumpled suit that you've seen before, although he seems to glitch as he talks.
Hello there.
Mr. Fairbanks.
You're in my network.
Me just couldn't stop thinking about your network.
And he goes... Like he glitches. It's like, well, that's I have no context for that.
They didn't program me with what to say about that.
Now, is this him or is this an AI?
This is an AI that he modelled after his own personality.
So, me did what you asked. Me put the box in the thing at Freeside.
I'm starting to understand that you may have gone along with the protocol that I thought I might in the future do. Well, that's encouraging to me that I went through with that. And he kind of grins, and like a maniacal grin.
So what it all mean?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't really in the state of mind to work it out at the time. Must have gotten a bit madder since I've sort of programmed this.
Hypothetically, what would it do? Oh, me know the word hypothetically in Double Matrix. Cool!
It's extremely simple. If you've actually put the box in the place and you're here now, it's going to destroy Freeside. I mean, the whole thing.
Me just thought it was an alarm system thing.
Well, it's not.
Why would you think that?
I mean, look, unless I've had a massive change of heart between programming this AI and you talking to me now, I would imagine that I've given you something that's going to destroy Freeside.
How long does it take?
I don't know, maybe 8 hours or so? These things aren't precise.
Okay.
Actually.
why you say actually?
Oh, just a bit of programming. It's a glitch.
Beep boop.
Beep boop. 110.
This checks out.
JavaScript. About 60 minutes, I reckon, actually.
And Freeside will explode?
Sort of explode, implode, a little bit both.
What he tells you, Freeside was inadvisably as a space elevator that was built not at the equator, but in fact deep at near one of the poles, which we've since discovered, as has been described by some of our nerdier fans, is a bad place to build a space elevator. Massive environmental engines compensate for the magnetic pull and the whiplash of the idiosyncratic orbit that is caused by the space elevator not being at the equator. And
yeah, a lot of people say that Brisbane isn't near the poles, but
it's nearer than the equator. But
to them, I say exactly that.
And what your Haywire Cube has done has been it's issued a terminal directive to the engines that control these compensators, so it will now take only 60 minutes for the satellite to tear itself apart.
Mr. Fairbanks, why you want to do this? Freeside, your home.
Freeside was my home. I built this place and I could never live in it. They always spat on me from above. They always did with everybody else in Gomorrah. Spat on me with their spit and spit on Gomorrah with their satellites crashing to Earth. You think they'd embrace me for a second?
Me?
No, they wouldn't. I mean, they put me in there. In their hotel on the ground in the haystack and gave me everything that I could ever want, but they would never embrace me as a true child of Freeside.
That very sad.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Well, me don't really care about the rich people. Me just want to rescue me friends and me friends of friends and
very little
me gentle acquaintances.
For what this is.
Okay. Well, I guess me just got it. Destroy you.
Sure.
Say Freeside.
Look, two things. I think I need to address two things very quickly. First of all, you can't reverse what you've done. And second of all, if you could destroy me, that would be wonderful.
Filge grabs... Can she grab the AI?
You're in this world, so you can control it, yeah.
So she grabs him and says, come with me.
All right.
And where are you going?
Up. Up back to the real world.
I'm taking the main AI matrix?
I'm taking... Yeah, and then up again. Double up.
All right.
Do you hear Edith Piaf?
Okay, quickly, to find the way. Yeah. It's easier on the way back.
Wow, no, he is really wow, slowed down. Wow. There is a castle on a cloud.
DC 12. It's easier on the way up. Roll for me. 15, okay. You make your way up and up again.
Ooh,
and
snow
soon
level.
You find yourself... Suddenly, Filch's eyes blink open inside the lounge, Serial Nightvale, and she suddenly pulls out a USB out of the computer that she was on, the terminal that she was on, a little memory stick, and it's blinking with a blue light.
Miss me friend. Miss Fairbanks.
Can Serial upload Fairbanks into her body? So that he can, since he built it as an AI, that he can guide them out of here?
Yeah, you'd have some kind of interface. So, yeah, you attach yourself to an atrode that's built into your neck. And
actually, I pull out a back tooth and stick the USB up there.
How many little surprises have you got?
I've been very industrious. Yeah.
At least one more.
I can all afford right, a lot of surgery.
And the Fairbanks construct blinks into life inside.
Oh, arms. I remember arms. Arms are nice. Hello. All right, let's go.
All right, great. Friezo, quickly. Downstairs, you've thrown the thing into it.
Is the guy dead?
Cedric is reeling in pain, and he spins around, and he goes, "What have you done?"
Nothing. Nothing to see here. I'm still a sick young boy. Can't be mad at me.
And he attacks you.
But really tentatively, because he still thinks your blood is coming.
What part of the laser to his brain, what part of the brain did it destroy?
Yeah,
what, is he in
compassion.
Is he less inhibited or more inhibited in certain areas?
Weirdly, he now...
Hates kids.
Yeah.
Just hates kids.
But he can
kids.
Always smell toast.
Yeah.
Okay, he rolls an 18, which means as he whips out his cobra, he attacks you. That's not rude. That's... Don't laugh.
I tried very hard to make it rude over the past few weeks.
And he does 8 points of damage to you, Friezo.
Oh, shit.
What? How much life do you have? That's not that much.
Well, I haven't rested in, like, 4 episodes.
What have you got left?
6.
All right.
MailChimp... So is
no MailChimp had a go. So and Friezo had right. His, oh no, and then Friezo, yep, so you'll go again.
So is this dude still horny? Because
no,
MailChimp is gonna try and kiss him. And then while she's kissing him, use her laser eye to burn his face out.
No, your laser eye takes 24 hours to recharge.
I get one shot with a laser eye.
Wait, you don't have 2 laser eyes?
Yeah. What about my other laser eye?
Your other laser
eye. Yeah. So I'm going to try and kiss
But if you
it.
Use this, if you use this, you're blind for 24 hours.
Hey, MailChimp's got to do what a mail... You got to send a message.
Attack. You got to send a message. 15 hits.
All right.
D12 plus 4 damage.
That was to kiss.
13 points of damage. A searing second shot hits him in the lips.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm just amazed I survived the first one.
Dave,
and
then in what way would you kiss that a shot out of a laser eye
how do
would
you
hit
kiss?
Someone in the lips?
How do you kiss?
I've never licked someone's eyeball as a kiss.
It's possible you're doing it wrong.
I did one time. Oh, anyway.
All right, congratulations. He rears back in pain and he slumps to the ground dead and you guys are able to race back to the elevator.
Cool, I'm going to loot his corpse if there's anything there.
All right,
any
you
yo-yos
find
perhaps?
Friezo, come to mommy.
Mother, wait. I must collect treasures for our abode.
You don't need to be in character anymore. Everyone is dead.
No, it's a weird like sex thing for them now.
I've long since. You find a credit stick, a security pass and a letter.
Ooh.
Oh, is it a tiny letter? Does MailChimp take it?
And you guys race up where you see already Serial and Filch, who is quickly recovering while there is a continual sad pounding on the security
Did board. We do did we put the cube
I've
where
run out
it needed
of
to
muffins!
Go?
I've eaten 20 muffins in 15 minutes. I'm very unwell.
Does anyone have a glass of water?
You said there were not a lot of muffins in there.
I said there were 20 in there and I ate them all.
I let him out and he can come with us.
I'm full of poo.
You're opening the door.
Yeah, opening the door. I'm like, Freeside gonna explode. Come with us or die.
Oh, bloody, I know the feeling. And then he goes.
And you all, I don't even, all right. Make a persuasion check.
He doesn't need it, but
DC 13. And, he's coming with you. No, he's not. He stays there and shits himself. So, Well,
what a way to go.
Meanwhile, you race.
I died how I lived.
You race towards Vossido, and now inside the Vossido compound, the alarms are glitching, going backwards and forwards, and soon, suddenly, all of the tannoys boom, and a new voice, sinister and Slytherin, appears over the speakers. This is the voice of Mr. Terminal.
G'day.
Ooh, do you not like that?
Ooh. And he's making a public announcement.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Bobby Pancakes.
He sounds like he's trying to not move because he's hurt his back.
Everything's fine. Friezo, Filge, Baston, lovely to see you up here. Look, we've all had a bit of fun this afternoon, but maybe it would all be best if we all just gathered in the main hall out the front of the airlock.
Now, as he said this, huge displays, every display, in fact, and there are screens everywhere in the Vossido compound, blink up, and they have shots of you. They have shots of you, Bobby, at the doors of Glitter Gleam's Digs. They have shots of you, Baston, at the Glam Clam, clandestinely photographed. He has found ways to get shots, composite angles, all of your faces and your records of everything that you have done in Earth since your arrival. It is clear that this man is a meticulous investigator.
Oh, and he says, what are the hackers that are with him?
The Zhivago 12.
No, like the specific ones.
Satoshi
Nakamoto.
Lauren Order.
Fuck, this is a dumb podcast.
Do you know what? I don't care anymore. It's fine. I had an idea, but it's too stupid. Go on.
No, Ben. You gotta there see are no through, ideas. Ben. Too stupid.
Okay. So who's the hacker nearest Phil?
It's probably Cyril.
Oh, but that's on the other
side. Who has the voice and the mind of Julian Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, great. And he says, oh, you got some wonderful kit in there, Cyril Night Vale. Everybody check this out. And then you hear some, like, beeps and boops and her head explodes.
Did you check that with Dave before you did that?
Nope.
No, her head explodes. And
MailChimp says, what happened?
And she falls to the ground. However, at that moment, Filge, you notice that the USB still plugged into her electrode now blinks with a double blink.
Well, the USB was in her tooth, which was in her head.
No, it's still there in the skull. It's gross.
Oh, right, the top of the skull.
All right, so I pluck out the USB from her exploded skull.
Yep, it's double time blinking.
And can I put it into me or...?
You can put it into MailChimp.
I'll put it in... Yeah, no.
Where's your socket?
Yes, mother. Where do you put the USBs, mother?
And she, like, just lobs it, I want to say, tit out. And she doesn't have a nipple. She's just got a... It's an inverted nipple.
Great, I put it in there.
He says, like, I'm not gonna bother destroying any vessel that Fairbanks decides to reside in. Why don't we just meet up and chat like reasonable people? How's that sound?
We're chatting now.
Well, I mean, I've sort of got a bit of a face-to-face thing.
Phil, are you there? Can you hear us?
So he is talking to...
Hello, I can't.
Just to be 100% clear, he's having a conversation with both groups who are almost a kilometre apart, but he's having that conversation through terminals, screens, and hologrammatic displays that are near both parties.
Oh, this is confusing.
But he can see all of you.
But we can't speak to each other.
No, but you can speak to him. So I guess he could confusedly convey information.
Yeah, if you want me to sort of pass anything on, let me know.
Mr. Terminal, what do you want from us?
Just want to chat. Just want a little tete-a-tete.
Show yourself.
Well, I'm not where you are, so that's hard.
But at that, a sleek hovercraft, like with tinted windows, slides up near where you guys are.
Yeah, so my car makes that noise.
That's cool. Can we hear it again?
Yeah. Got to pay a lot to get your car to make that noise. Jump in.
Do you want to jump in?
Wait, I don't see a car. What's going on?
No, sorry, I was doing...
My screen's not working.
Yeah, no, while I was being quite general, it was... The well bit was... while I'm
Wait,
being...
should we go outside to meet a car?
No, hang on. I'm just
Makes
gonna...
you wet on the inside.
Hang on, I'm putting at least some of you on call waiting.
No, I then... put Skype on my phone,
and then he goes
but
like,
I don't remember
sorry.
My password.
And at that moment, everybody in the bus side of compound could just hear green sleeves.
I want to hear the sound again, so I hop in the car.
She hops in the car.
Whee! All right.
He's. You guys, at this point, while you've been talking to him, security have appeared on both ends of the corridor.
Hello.
They don't want to say anything to you. They have full-face Daft Punk-style visors. And
they are Daft Punk.
Wait, there's more than two of you? I guess that makes sense. That's how you were everywhere at the same time.
And they escort. They ask you to come with them.
No.
How far are we from the airlock?
It's so close.
We're so close.
They're like 200 feet
How many
away.
Are there?
How only, many? Only four of
How
them.
How many could I hit with a roundhouse kick?
Historically?
One.
Zero.
No, but
this
I've
is
got,
a chance to find out.
Do I have extra attacks?
And Lauren are there too, right?
Yeah.
Don't forget and you're
Satoshi?
Only level four
Satoshi?
In this world.
I think Satoshi's going to step forward and say... I've lived a long and rich life.
I love this character.
If you need to go to the airlock, go on without me. I'll stay here and fend them off.
And with that, he screams, I guess, and clashes his cyber bracelets together, and huge arcs of lightning rip forward, and his eyes start to glow blue.
I actually said to you, Dave, before that I wanted a hammer that did lightning. Can I still have that, please?
All right.
I had an image in my head.
His hands burn out very quickly.
Oh.
And then he meticulously opens, still wrapped in mint condition so as not to lower its price amongst certain collectors, a Thor brand hammer. Which he then carefully opens and spends a little bit of time installing a battery unit into.
Mjolnir takes 6D batteries.
A flump, a flump, a flump.
And does then, anybody have a screwdriver? And I thought it'd be a clip, but it's not.
Or at least a sort of 5-cent piece deal, but...
I could just try and twist
and it. And it crackles into life.
And Laura and Lauren are going to help fend off the security guards too.
Okay, Laura and Lauren stand up as one, trained as birth for singular action, a pair that is more a unity. And together they hold hands with one hand, and with the other hand they make a complicated gesture, and spikes of bone and metals erupt from their other hand.
Actually, Dave, we had another weapon in mind.
All right.
So, we both like pull out one like large like kind of flat disc, and one of us spins it, and as they spin it, lasers come out of it, and they go, "Yeah, that's our laser, Susan."
They like it.
We told
they
you
like
about
it.
The laser Susan before the show.
Look at how much they like it.
All right, you engage your laser Susan. They are, with their lives, buying you guys precious moments.
Baston's going to...
Eat lasers, bitches.
Baston's going to just push the cart to ram through. Can he fly kick anyone while he's pushing the cart?
You can try. Yeah, go for it.
And I've got the electric baton, and
all
I'm
right,
just
you
like
you both get an attack roll really, really quickly.
Okay, yeah.
You both need to make 14. That is a hit.
17.
And a miss for Bobby.
But?
Bobby misses.
But?
What a surprise.
But?
Oh, no.
Lucky one.
Was it a one? It was a seven.
Oh, was
it?
Yeah, it was
seven.
It was five. You do 8 points of damage, and you hurtle past towards the airlock. It seems salvation is in reach. Quickly, you guys make your attacks. Your laser Susan does, attack. Yep.
One.
That's a one.
Uh-oh, laser.
Very powerful machine, and it misses. And a 20. crackling with unnecessary arcane power. That's 5, 8, 13, 20, 21 points of damage. You eviscerate one of the guards with your hammer, which then immediately dies because it drains the 6 D-cell batteries.
And he's like, I just wanted to be a secret DJ. And then he dies.
No, but they dive on you guys. And one of them is ripping apart you, Sashimoto. And separated, there's a sort of banshee-like scream as the two sisters of the first time in Eon separated from each other.
Ow, that like hurt.
And you guys make your way to the airlock. So Bobby, Baston, you arrive at the airlock, punching in. You just sort of cram your phone up against it and the screen flashes futuristic QR codes. Which are just like QR codes.
Mm.
No one could improve on QR codes.
QR codes and meth. Yeah. They were the two things we perfected in this age.
And the door begins to unlock, and behind it, you can see as it starts to unlock, already docked, a Russian tug that has secretly docked with the airlock, doubtlessly to take and squirrel away Johnny PlayStation. But between you and the dock, standing in the chamber, in the airlock itself, is a figure dressed in a black suit with a long shock of white hair and only one eye and an eye patch. And without him even introducing himself, you realize it must be
Odin,
Mr. Terminal. Because he has a name tag.
G'day, cunts.
Wait, what? Did you just call us?
Excuse me?
I said, g'day, cunts.
What?
How much momentum do I have? Can I fly kick him?
No.
Have you got...
all stopped while the door opened.
Can we all hear this? Like, can Phil Jeffrizo hear this?
Not yet, but your car is hurtling towards them.
Okay.
I just want to check this isn't Von Zarovich in another form.
Von Zarovich? Now, there's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
What?
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 Anyway, not particularly relevant right now. Let's move right along. So, Robert, how you been? How you been keeping?
Good.
Baston?
Get out of my way.
Not going to do that. And he shoots him in the knee.
Do it. I'm warning. Oh, you shoot me in the knee.
Make an attack.
My beautiful knee.
It misses.
That was a warning shot. That was a warning shot. What I just said then, that was a warning shot.
Well, colour me warned.
You see.
Reckon everybody should just cool their jets for a second here and take stock of what's happening. Now, you've got Johnny PlayStation in that their case. I understand that you've got some affection for the lad, but he's our property. So, how's this for a wager? You guys give that over here. We unfreeze him. We thaw him and put him in a little microwave. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, he was happy here. He was happy here. And you guys go on your way. No death, no maiming, no torture, no sort of pain beyond imagining, etc.
I'd love to make that deal if it were true that he were happy here.
And I'd like to make that deal if it were true that we had Johnny PlayStation in this box.
Right.
You see, the thing is, Mr. Terminal, for all your surveillance, we spent a bunch of time in the back of a van, and you won't know. We don't actually have Johnny in this box. He's with Filge and Friezo. We did a decoy in the back of the van, swapped him out. He's with them.
Yeah, that is the truth.
Well, that's the case. Why am I doing this? And he empties his clip into the case.
No!
Bang, 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 bang. All of the lights that were glimmering on the side of the hard case, which you now recognize as life support lights, blink red one by one as Johnny PlayStation, gilded star of the hollow circuit, true genius, empath of this sixth age, wonderkind of the wonder set, begins to die a horrible death, alone, cold, partially frozen in a cryo cell that will quickly become his tomb, while Mr. Terminal looks at you and grins a grin you now see as slightly unhinged, even as a hovercraft slowly arrives, disembarking Filge, Friezo, and a USB containing at least two hackers that we invented on the fly. For a time of reckoning has come. Vos Saito's new security chief, Mr. Terminal, is a man not to be crossed. Vos Saito himself, a man not to be crossed, hires only the best, of course. And as the chords of revolution sing out with two very familiar tunes below, discord and anarchy are sown above. Mr. Sour waits for the signal from men who are frozen, time-locked outside an airlock, waiting just meters from a payload that may be dead before they receive it, and dooming in that death the dragon friends to a painful myocardic demise. Such is the fate of those that cross the rich. Such is the destiny that awaits those wretched few we call the dragon friends. Thank you.
The Dragon Friends are Michael Hing, Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, NPCs played by Ben Jenkins and Eden Lacey. Dungeon Master is David Harmon. I do the music. I'm Benny Davis. Shakira Khan designs our website. Is that everyone? Alex, Simon, Hing, Dave, Ben, Eden, me. Yeah. Did we have a guest? Nah, fuck it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.